We are on Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, in the middle of Tosfos. We hear in the Gemara on Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph that the difference in Nafkamina Mebi Nayo between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva is if the Nizik was Magdish the Sher HaMazik. According to Rabbi Kiva, it is Kodesh, because he holds Huchlat Asher, so the Sher became the Nizik's together with the Hezek, so it can be Magdishit. And Rabbi Shmuel holds that the Hegdish is not Chal, because it didn't as yet become the Mazik's, it as yet did not become the Nizik's, Lishamashe. So therefore, the Hegdish will not be Chal. Now we are on Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, three lines from the top in Tosfos. Now Tosfos is going to say, Moira Diki Yesaidis, V'nire, the Afal God, the Rabbi Kiva Kaimalei Bershusei Mishas HaNezik. According to Rabbi Kiva, the Sheir HaMazik is Bershus HaNezik from the Hezik, Kaidem HaMode Bedin, before HaMode Bedin, V'choshlinon, and we reckon, Ki'ilu Bo Chatsi Nezik Liyodai Ma'isei Shoh, the af al gav the kaimalon palga niske knasa. The Tosfos is saying we have to realize, there's a mildik achidish from Rabbi Kiva. We hold palga niske knasa, so lechere a knas, the chiv is only chal, bishas hamod bedin. The hamod bedin creates the chiv. So lechere, the Svare Chetzayna would have been that the Nizik can't be Magdish the Sher HaMazik before Hamad Abedin. That would be the Svare Chetzayna. But the Gemara doesn't say like this. The Gemara says, for some reason, that according to Rabbi Kiva, the Nizik can be Mazik is Chaylik and the Sher HaMazik before Hamad Abedin. So it would seem for some reason that Palga Niska is different. And he's Zeich in the Knas, the Nizik is Zeich in the Palga Niska before Amod Abedin. So Tosfos says, but let me tell you something. Mikol Moke. Even this is all true, I want to tell you Amoya de Kechidish. Im Heidu Eidem, Shesheirai Nogach B'yayim Aleph. If Edim came to say Edis, that the Sheir of the Mazik was Negeach Sunday. So in other words, Al Pi Edusom, they said that the Sheir HaMazik belongs to the Nizik from Sunday. Va'osu Edim Achini, now other Edim came, Va'omru B'yayim Aleph Heyisim Imono. On Sunday, this Eidus that you are being made, that the Sher HaMazik was Mazik, the Nizik Sher, and that can't be, this Eidus is an impossibility, because Imonu Ayisim. V'yomru b'yayim Aleph, Ayisim Imonu. Elo, be'erev Shabbos, Nogach. But the Eidim are saying, be'erev Shabbos, Nogach. It is true that the Sheir HaMazik was Negeach Yosher, Elo Be'erev Shabbos Nogach. It was Negeach Erev Shabbos. So now, L'chaire, if, without going further, so the Shaila is, are the Edim Zaymimim Chayiv? Are the Edim Zaymimim Chayiv to pay? They said on Sunday, the Sheir was Negeach on Sunday, which was not true, we're masim them, but the Maisa, the Sheir was Negeach on Friday. And if the shir was negeach on Friday, and we say, according to Rabbi Kiva, he's zeicher in the shir hamazik from the shas hanezik, to be magdish at them. So theoretically, the chelik that the nizik possessed in the shir hamazik belonged to him from Friday, because there was a hezik taker Friday. So the Edim Zaymimim, which said that on Sunday the Hezek occurred, but they're saying with their Edis that the Sher HaMazik belongs to him on Sunday, is an emerson they're not being, they don't want to be Mechayvim anything, because in reality it belongs to him from Friday already. That's what we would say. So Tosfos says that's wrong. Tosfos says, "V'amru b'yom aleph ha'yisim imon ela be'erev Shabbos nogach." So Tosfos says, "I'm going to tell you a meirah de kechidush. The mishalmim, the edim zaymimim will have to pay the mazik. They wanted to be mafsed him moment. Why? The be'inne the komesadi when they said edis am." Sunday, Gavra Lav Bal Tashlumimu. The Mazik did not owe anything. The Nizik did not possess anything in the Sher HaMazik. Why not? Ah, he was Mazik Friday. The Chosman de Leinis Gala Hadovo. Chosman Edim did not come to Bezdin, Shloi Heidu Olov, Choshiv Lav Bar Tashlumim. Kozman Edim did not say Edis in Bezdin, that the Sher HaMazik was Mazik, the Sher HaNizik on Friday. We found this out on Monday. On Monday, they were Mazim the first cut, and then they also say, but the Sher HaMazik was Mazik on Friday. But when the Eidim Zaymimim said on Sunday that the Sher HaMazik was Mazik, as yet, Uzloinis Galadova, no one had said Eidis and Bezmi. Choshim Lav Bar Tashlumin. So he's considered a Lav Bar Tashlumin. Av Al Gav Dekom Beshusay Dinizik Beshas HaNazik. Choshifilu, the halacha is that the Chelik that the Nizik possesses in the Sher HaMazik belongs to him from Friday. But on Sunday, when they said Eidus, he was not as yet a Baal Tashlumin. Because Adayin Loin is Gala Hadova. Now, this really sounds like double talk. I mean, Manushah, you're saying that from Friday, Ahol Gav Dekom Bershusay Dinizik Bishas HaNezik. So I say it belonged to the Nizik from Friday, but the Mazik is not called a Baal Tashlumim Sunday. So if he belonged to him on Friday, so he was a Baal Tashlumim from Friday. They said no, Sunday wasn't a Baal Tashlumim. He became a Baal Tashlumim Monday when the Edim came and said Edis that Nizik was Friday. Then he became a Baal Tashlumim on Friday. But Kozman, the Edim, did not come to Bezdin. Kozman, Leinis Gala Hadovo, that there was a Negicha on Friday, he is not considered about Tashlumim on Friday. So therefore, the Edim who were made it Sunday, that there was a Negicha Sunday, and on that they were Edim Zaymimim, they were made it on a person that was at that time not about Tashlumim, and they want to make him about Tashlumim, so there's a Leinish of Kashel Zoma. We'll explain the lumdus of this soon, but Tosfos, which is a moira de kechidish, but Tosfos says, I have a gemara that says this. It's not pshat, I'm telling you, psamazei chidushim. There's enough in the gemara. Kedemuchach b'merube. There's enough in the gemara b'merube. Gabe. Me'idani be'ish ploini shehipil shein avdoi v'simo es enoi. A cat came to Bezdin and said that the Odin had an Evik Nani, and he did two things. is Hipil Shem Avdoi Visimo Es Einoi. Now, before we get into the swing of that Gemara, let us just be mevarer to Alochis. The Gemara says later, the din is that when an Odoin is Mapel Shein Avdoi, the Eved goes out Lecheiris, then and there. He goes out Lecheiris. And therefore, if he did a double header, he was Mapel Shein Avdoi, Visimo Esein Avdoi, so that would he made him Asume. So now you made a ben choyrim asume. So now there's a din of tashlumi nezokin. If I would not say that he would have become a ben choyrim right away, so he's still an eved. So he took out one eved, a second eved. He'll first become a chuyiv to pay him when he becomes a ben choyrim, and he'll be mazik him again. But the halacha is not like that. The halacha is that if he was mapul to evorim, he becomes a ben chayim with the first apola immediately, and therefore the second apola, he has to pay. Nezikini was mazik a ben chayim. So now, let us see the Gemara. Me'idani be'ish ploini shehipil shein avdoi, v'sima esenoi. So the first cut of Edim was saying, two agodas. Number one, this Eved was Yotzel Lecheiros. Because he pulshein avdeis. He went out lecheiros. That's number one. This eved is not his anymore. Number two, he owes him money for his ayin, because it was mapel, the ayin of a ben chayim. Fine. Va'osu sadi, and now a second kat edim comes, va'avchinu va'azminu. And they said, first of all, the seder, what you said, was not true. The Seder, you said it was first a Shein and then an Ayin. So therefore, in parentheses, so you're saying he owes him money for an Ayin? First of all, the Seder wasn't like that. The Seder was, it was an Ayin and then a Shein. So it's a different ballgame already. So it's first an Ayin and then a Shein. So Memele, he became a Ben Choyren through the Apollos Ayin. So he owes him Nezik for the Shein, not for the Ayin. He became a Ben Choyren with the Ayin. So you said he's mechuyev raise $1,000 for the nezek. He's mechuyev $50 for the nezek. So memele, that's number one. So memele, so there's a hazome. They wanted to mechayev someone $995. Shall I kid him? He only owes him $950. He only owes him $50. He was mapul the shame last. That's number one. But the Gemara says as follows, Va'avchinu va'azminu. They said the Hezek was the Shein, that is Mechuyev to pay, which is a $50 affair. And not, he doesn't have to pay him for an Ayin, which is a $1,000 affair. Va'azminu. They were Mazim then. Fine. Umukim lo dekodmi akdumi. The Gemara says further that they said that this scenario of Apollos Hashem Smias Ayin, you said it happened Sunday, it happened Friday. Fine. So they're saying, so what are they saying? Now let's understand what they're saying. They're saying he became a Ben Choyren Friday, and he owes him $50 for the Shein. You said he became a Ben Choyren Sunday, and he owes him $1,000 for the ayin. That's what you said. So now, let us just stop 1 minute. So let us think. So what did the Edim Zoymimim want to be mechayiv him? Want to be mechayiv him $950. Because they said that the ayin came second, so he owes him money for the ayin. And really, the shame came second. But that they made him a ben chayren on Sunday, he was a ben chayren for Friday. So that they made him a ben chayren, and let us say David Knani was worth $10,000. We don't, we weren't mastered you, your Eved, because your Eved was a ben chayren for Friday. So we're liars to Abba. We weren't mastered you, the Eved. You became ois odin on Friday, not on Sunday.
So Mamela, so Lachaira, we would say that he owned the Adam Zaymim will have to pay $950 because they were Machayev for the Hezek of Anai, and really he owes them a Hezek for a Sheikh. That's what we would say. But what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, Mukim lo dekod me akdumi, afil lo hochi porich, the Gemara says, idaloi omad bedin, if there was no amod bedin on Friday, the second cut came Monday. And the second cut came Monday, and they said to this first cut, lemaisim, you ate them zaymimim. And it happened the hepech on Friday. So the Gemara says, kulei eved boy lishlume. So the Gemara says, they them zaymimim on Sunday have to pay him a bill of $10,000 because they wanted to take the eved away from him. He was still his eved. And then they have to pay him $950 for the hezek of the ayin. They wanted to, so they owe him, they owe the Odin $10,950. So we see that the Odin, it's not considered that the Odin lost his Eved Sunday, when they said Edis, that you were Mapel, Shinoi, Ve'enoi, your Edis, I took away a Neviknani from you. I took away Neviknani from you, that's I owe you $10,000 for the Neviknani. Alme lechashvin in Gavre bal tashlumim, kozman shaloi noida, because if the Edim that are made in Besdin Monday, that he was Mapel the Ayin Friday. That they said their aid is Monday. But Sunday, I didn't have any Edim yet that were made. Is like Hashvini Gavre Bar Tashlumi Kozman Shaloi Noida. Afal Pisha Eved Zoichi Bishechurei Li Alto Kididashini Tachas Einu Loi Tachas Einu Vishinei. So we see he becomes a Ben Chayrin Friday. Because if he has to pay him for the shame, so he became a Ben Chayrin Friday. If he didn't come a Ben Chayrin Friday, so you don't pay him for the shame, he's an Eviknani still. So we see this Meiridike Stire. Mitzadechot we say the Eved became a Ben Chayrin Friday, and therefore the Odin is to pay him for the shame because it's Mapel of a shame of a Ben Chayrin. And at the same time we say that Sunday, when the Edim came and said he was Mapel Shinoi, when Mechayev the Edim, you were Mavsid the Odin and Eviknani. He was still an Eviknani Sunday. And even though we say Monday, he became Ois Eviknani Friday. So we see something very interesting. So what do we see? So let's explain to the best of our capabilities what Tosfos saw. So Tosfos understood as follows. Rav Shimon seems to say this lomdus, but al kaponim, let us try to explain it. Let's talk about an Eved. The Odin was Mapel. It was Mapel the Ayin of the Eved on Friday. It was Mapel the Ayin of the Eved on Friday. Lamaisa, that when an Eved goes out, Lacheres, after Apollos Ayin, this is a Knas. That's number one. That's Yisai number one. Yisai number two, a Knas is not chal without hamod bebezdin. You need hamod bebezdin to at least activate the knas. That means without hamod bebezdin, nothing happens. So memele, so this odin Friday was mapel einoi, then it was mapel shinoi. So ba'asher husham, Friday, in Halacha nothing happened. In Halacha, no, nothing happened yet. There was a polas ayin, that's bekoyach, to make him the ben chayim. There was a polas shame, that's bekoyach, to be mechayim to pay for the shame. That's what happened Friday. But the vial, nothing happened. Nothing happened. He didn't become a ben chayim yet. Kol's man, there was no hamada bedin, it didn't become activated yet. So you have two halachas bekoyach, he should become a ben chayim Friday, he owes him the money for the shame, but this is only bekoyach, not b'tzmisay, nothing happened. Sunday, two eidim come and say that you were maple the shame of your evet, he became a ben chayim. So when they said their edus on Sunday, they made his eved a ben chayrin, which ba'asher u'sham as yet he was not a ben chayrin. There was a poll on Friday, b'koyach he could become a ben chayrin, but he didn't become a ben chayrin yet. It wasn't activated yet. So me'mele, so Sunday we said your eved is a ben chayrin. So Memele, we're coming to Bezin and say, Yevet is a ben chayrin. So we are taking away an Evet Nani from you, because Yevet is not a ben chayrin. It's not a ben chayrin. He didn't become a ben chayrin. Monday, two other Edom come and tell Bezin, you know, Friday he was Mapel Einoi. The minute there's a Psak Bezin on this, then this activates the Apollos Ayin that happened on Friday, and he becomes a Ben Chayim on Friday, and then he owes them a right. It's activated L'mafreya, so then he owes the money for the Shein. So you were a Ben Chayim on Friday, and it comes that you were mappled the Shein of a Ben Chayim. But in order that this Apollos should work, you have to activate it. And it's only activated through our mother bedin. It's only activated through our mother bedin. That's it. Asher yashin alekim. By knas it says, Bezdin has to be mechayev the knas. So even though, so Rab Shimon says, even though it's not mechayev lemafreyev, it's mechayev, but the mechayev activates the dinim. That means the dinim rachal bekoyach on Friday, Bekoyach, he can become a ben chayrin with the first apola. He can become a ben chayrin, so there could be a chi of mazik on the second apola. These are all potential in yonim, but kolzman they're not activated through our mother bedin. There's nothing yet. He's still his eved. So memela, if Adam come and say Sunday that he was mapel shinoi. So Ba'asher Hushom, they're being Mechayim, an Odin who still possesses an Ebed. That's how Knas works. But Monday, when Edim come and say that it happened Friday, and it's Amod Bedina, what Edim say Monday, so this activates the Friday Apollo, and he becomes a Ben Chayim from Friday, and he owes him money for the Apollo Sashem. So Taisvah says, so B'meila, that's a Gemara. So Taisa says, so the same shtick Torah, I'll tell you, from this Gemara, I'll tell you, that if Edom come and say, Asher Tam was Mazik on Sunday, and the Asher Tam was worth Amona, and the Hezek was Masayim, so it comes out, they're saying that the Asher Tam belongs to the Nizik, according to Rabbi Kiva, and later they were Mazim them, and they said, that forget your Edom Zaymimim. But Lemais Edom come on Monday and say that the Sher Tam was Mazik Friday. So the din is that Edom Zaymimim, they'll have to pay because Bishas Agadosam, there was as yet not Amod Bedin, as yet there wasn't any Agadis Edis. So the Zchus of the Nizik was dormant. It wasn't the Payil Chal. So Memela, you were Mechayev Amazik Shalai Kedin. You said that the Nizik has, the Sher belongs to the Nizik, which is not true. Ba'asher Hashem Adin belongs to the Nizik. So mail they'll be chayav al seidim zaymimim. Even though when Monday, when it'll come, we say that it belonged to him from Friday. And if the nizik was mazik Friday, the hekdish is chal from Friday, 100%. But that is after the eidim come on Monday. That is what Tosfos is saying. But Tosfos is far from finished. Vim taima. The beperik narotna lehispik lamid bedin atche bogro. Knosa laatzma. So Tosfos is asking Akasha. Tosfos just enlightened us with a muridike explanation how knas works. That the maise, that's mechayiv the knas, is schal bekoyach b'shas the knas. And the later hamod bedin activates that the chiyuvim of this maise should be chal bepoyel b'shatoy from when the maise was. Fine. These are facts of life. That's why Gemara says that the hegdish is chal, hegdisha in nizik, the hegdish is chal. But Tosfos, let's speak Tosfos, and then we'll come to what Tosfos is asking. So let us talk about a case like this. The halacha is, if a person is mafata anayro, she has a father, so the knas belongs to the father. You give it to the avi anayro. The Gemara says in Ksubis, what happens if a person was mafata anayro, and b'shas amod bedin, she was a boigris already. So the Gemara says, so you don't give the knas to the father, you give it to her. Because b'shas amod bedin, he's not an avi anayro, it's an avi boigris. So memela, so therefore you give it to her, the knas. That's what the Gemara says. So Tosfos amur de kakasha. Emerson, Bishasi was Mefata, there was Chal Achiyuv, Vnosan Lavi Anayra. Then she was Anayra. He was Mefata when she was Anayra. It wasn't Chal Bepoyo. Later, when they come to Din, there's Amoda Bedin, so the Amoda Bedin activates the Chiyuv Knas, which was when she was Anayra. That's how we said that's how Knas works, that this is the mechanics of Knas. So why didn't you give to the father? Vos geht mir on that now she's a beigris, but the chiyuv is chal b'shas the pitui. Just like I say the bailis of the nizik is chal b'shas the negiche. Just like I say the shichur is chal b'shas the hapola, even though we find that later. But the dinim, which the maise is mechayiv, is chal after the mother b'din is chal b'shaita lemafreya. Lamafreya, she was a Naira. Lamafreya, he was an Avi Naira. So he should be entitled to get the Knas. There the Gemara said, no, 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 no. What is he now? What is she now? A Boigris? No, he's not Zeich in the Knas because the Nosnal Avi Naira will be a Boigris. So this is a stire to our understanding the mechanics of Knas. Now let us see. Vim Taima, the Beperik Narot Nam, Lehispik lamid bedin atche bogro, knosa latzma. Vamai? Why is knosa latzma? Vamishas pitoi, when she was still a naira, zoche bo. Alma, mashme. She see from that gemore, the beknas loy zoche yachas amod bedin. Doesn't work. Not the amod bedin activates the schus knas. Then it's chalam afreya. From the amod bedin creates the schus knas, and therefore, if b'shas amod bedin, he's an avia boigris, so he can't get a schus. And avia boigris doesn't have any schus to get the knas. That's why he give it to her. Alma mash meknas leizochi atchas amod bedin. Vohi sover Rabbi Kiva the zochi b'shas anezik. Here the Gemara says hikdish nizik. The Gemara says if the Nizik was Magdishet, so the Hegdish was Chal before Amod Bedin. That's the Machlokes, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Kasha number one. Kasha number two. V'chein b'merubah mashme. The Gemara merubah, which we had brought down before, is also a stira to our Gemara. The Eloi Ksiv Tachas Einoi. The Mashme B'lei Tachas Einoi V'shinoi. Havamrine de sina einai vehipel shinai de yaitse be einai vishinai. The Gemara says that since it says tachas einai, so we learn out that the shicho is already chal with the apolis ha'ayin, and you have to pay for the shame. Not if the shicho wouldn't be chal, so then David would go out with a ayin and with a shame, and you start paying after the shicho is chal. If the Pasuk tells us he goes out with the ayin and you pay from the shein, so the Pasuk is telling us that mishas apolis ayin the shecher is chal. And therefore you have to pay for the shein. But Tosfos is asking, but it seems you need a Pasuk for this. Without a Pasuk, I would say you need a special drash. That is yotze ba'ayin and you pay for the shein. It would seem without a Pasuk, I would say, he doesn't have to pay for the shame. He's an ever knani. He'll become a mishucha later. He goes out with the ayin, with the shame. Without the posik, I would say he never becomes a mishucha yet. The posik tells us he becomes a mishucha right away with the ayin, and the shame is he has to pay for the shame. But need a posik for this. So frek toisves. So here Rabbi Kiva seems to say this without any posik whatsoever. And then it's a poshet, Higdish Nizik, the Higdish is Chal, it's Chal Mafreya, before Mada Bedin. But we don't have any psukim over here. And there it seems you need a posik. So Tosfos is asking two kashas. Kasha number one, I see the din is wrong, because by the din of the Nosan Lavi, if the Mada Bedin was the Shiva's of Boigres, so I see that it's only Chal Mikan Alaban Alam Afreya. And then I see I need a posik by Shein Vayin to tell me that there's a chiv to pay for the ayin. Now, Agavuchan, the first kasha that Tosfos Hans wants to say at Teretz, that this halacha we said, Ahamode Bedin, activates a previous chiyuv. That is dafke if bishas hamoda bedin we have the same scenario, we have the same balidinim, so then it activates a lamafreya. But here bishas hamoda bedin, she's a boigres. So hamoda bedin and a boigres cannot activate a chiyuv of a pitoy of a naira. That means that the Amoda Bedin is speaking about, I'm making Amoda Bedin when the father lost his schus to acquire the knas. So Amoda Bedin, when she's a boigris, cannot activate a chiv, when she was a naira, because Amoda Bedin and the knas were two different matzavim. This is what the Tosfos Hans wants to defend for the first kasha of Rashi. Of Tosfos on from the Gemara and Subas. Voi, now Tosfos asks a third kasha. The Rabbi Kiva Islay Basheleach. The Yaitse Bishain Va'ayin. The Tzorech Get Shicho. Rabbi Kiva holds that if a person was mapel the shame of his Eved, he doesn't become a Meshuchu with the Hapola. He's Mechuyiv to write a Get Shicho. But Kolzman, he doesn't write a Get Shicho. So Lemaisa, Kozman, he doesn't write a get shicho, he doesn't become a meshucha. So the Gemara says in Gittin, according to Rabbi Kiva, if he was mapo shinoi, the einoi, so if he didn't write a get shicho, so he doesn't have to pay him for the ayin, he first becomes a meshucha when he gets the shtar shicho. That's what the Gemara says. So I don't say that he becomes a meshucha l'mafreya, according to Rabbi Kiva personally. I say he'll first become a meshucha when he writes the shtar shicha, which was after the apol of the ayin also. That's what the Gemara says. Boy, the Rabbi Kiva is le bashelech, the yaitze b'shem ba'ayin, the tzorch get shicha. V'os namoma, the man diom, the tzorch get shicha, k'sover, she yaitze b'shinai ve'einoi. You don't have to pay for the ayin. Now this kasha is a peladika kasha. Let us see the Gilyan Hashas on the bottom of the Yomut. And the Kiveg asks a muridika kasha and says a gainish teretz. Let us see what Rabbi Kiveg asks.
to the second Rabbi Kaveg and the second line. Tamua li tuve. The mai kushe. What is Tosis found a Gemara? That according to Rabbi Kaveg, you do not become a meshucha with Apollos Hashem, because the knas is he has to give him a shtar shichu. The mai kushe. The hosom, even the tzorich gets shichu. If the halacha is, that when you mapel Hashem, you have to write a get shichu. Mishem hochi lo shaykh leimed ala mafreya nishtacha. So you can't say he became a meshucha. Mishah shehi pershina, the whole mechus to get shichu. If Rabbi Kaveh holds the whole shichu, can only come about when you give him a get shichu. So vashteitzach, according to Rabbi Kaveh, it can't be, you can't say that hamod bedin will activate the shichu. The shichu can only come about when he gets a shtar shichu. So memele, according to Rabbi Kaveh, vashteitzach, the shichu will first come about when he writes the shtar shichu. Therefore, he doesn't have to pay him for the ayin, because when he was mapul, the ayin was still in the Avaknani. He first becomes Avaknani with the shtar shichu. Avol ba'alme, that's over there by shichu. Avol ba'alme, to my hoche betam, shape yeshloim, de la mafreya kom beshusay, ki le gova oz es niskoy, umay dimyin zela zevet zorich iyon godl. So Rabbi Kaveh asks, so what is the comparison that Tosfos is asking on Rabbi Kaveh? By shertam, there, lemaise, Rabbi Kaveh holds, he acquires his bailus in the shoyer hamazik, mishas hanezik. So memeli can be magdishit. That's the knas of shoyer tam. And it's chal mishaitoi. The avodah b'din will activate it. Ma she'en kein, by shichu, the whole shichu can first come about when he writes a shtar shichu. So memeli was ipil, he doesn't have to pay him for the ayin, because the shicha first became chal after he gives him the shtar shicha. So what's the problem? V'tzorech iyun godl. V'ilulei she'eni kedai. This is Rabbi Kaveh for you. You can learn a lot from these three words. V'ilulei she'eni kedai hoyanirili leforish. I would say pshat in Tosfos. He doesn't understand Tosfos. I would say pshat and Tosfos and everything will be geshmak. Agav uche, before we see what Rabbi Kaveh says, the Tosfos Shan says exactly what Rabbi Kaveh said. So he was machavan at Tosfos Shan, he didn't have a Tosfos Shan, he didn't have a shita mekabetzes. Al kaponim, but he had, the Rabbi Kaveh was luli sheini kedai. Al kaponim, he figured out pshat and Tosfos. Hayinirili leforish. The Einze Kushe Bifnei Atzmoy, this third Kashe is not a separate Kashe, because as a separate Kashe, there's no Kashe whatsoever, there's no problem from this din. Ela Debor Lechazik Kushioso, the coming to be Mechazik, the previous Kashe. The Merube Mashme, the Ilaksiv Tachaseinoi, if it would not have said Tachaseinoi, have Amina de Yoitze Bishain Bain. Tosis Esta Kashe, in our Gemara, it says that together with the hezek, the nizik is zayche in the sheir hamazik. It can be magdish already. That's what it says in our Gemara. The Gemara in Merube says adrash. With the hapolas Hashem, he's yoytze lecheres, because there's a posik that says it. Because the posik says you have to pay for the ayin. So the posik was megal that he became a ben cheren with the apollos Hashem. But without a posik, I wouldn't say such a thing. And here our Gemara is saying this without a posik. That was Tosfos' first kasha. That was Tosfos' kasha from the Gemara in Merube. There you need a posik to tell me that it's retroactive. And here Rabbi Kaveh figured it out without a posik. Fine. So he says, yeah. Do you mokim letarets? Do ho dam rinin hoche bepshites? Do Rabbi Kaveh kaime beshuse le mafreye mishas hanesit? That what our Gemara assumes, that according to Rabbi Kaveh, the nizik acquires his bailus right away, immediately, mishas hanesit. Lo yidahave misvore, it's not a svore.
That's a moedik echidish, that everything works retroactively. Eladi yafina mishen v'ayin, by make a mamatzinu. By shen v'ayin I have a posik. That says you pay for the ayin. So kan shoyle ben, how do you pay for the ayin? There was no amod bedin yet. He didn't become a ben chayrin yet. Why do you pay for the ayin? So you see from this posik that when there's amod bedin, retroactively he becomes a ben chayrin from the polis Hashem, and therefore you have to pay for the ayin. So I have a gilui by shein v'ayin, that after amod bedin, the knas is chalim afreya. So now Rabbi Kiva learned the parsha of shein v'ayin. He said, oh, now I see how knas works. Knas works retroactively. So therefore, Rabbi Kiva said that Yuchlat HaShoyer is after the Amod HaBedin, is Koinel HaMafreya. But he knew it Misvore, it's a Merdek HaChidish, he wouldn't know. He learned that Adam Amatzin of Hashem V'ayim. So Memele, the Kashe, that Taisvus asked, the Gemara Merubet Nizaposik, Rabbi Kiva as a Svor, learned, knows it Misvore, that Kashe doesn't begin. Rabbi Kiva doesn't know it Misvore. He made a mamatzin from Shein V'ayin. He learned that just like Shein V'ayin, it's called retroactively, who had been by Keren Tam. That's not Teretz. The Rabbi Kiva Islay, Rabbi Kiva, you have to write a Shtar Shichel. So according to Rabbi Kiva, there's no such posik in the world by Shein V'ayin that says it works retroactively. Rabbi Kiva holds it doesn't work retroactively. Other Rabbi, by Shein V'ayin, he first becomes a Meshucha when he writes a Shtar Shichu. So there's no Pasuk whatsoever. V'imkei lekele meima, the time of the Hoche, the Mrin and the Rabbi Kiva, Zochele Mafrei, Mishim de Yafin and Mikro, the Tachas Einoi. So you can't say this, there's one of them for my Kash, you'll say because Rabbi Kiva learned out for Shein V'ayin. The Rabbi Kiva, Ebem is like, Rabbi Kiva doesn't have such a pasuk of shein v'ayin. But svirilei b'emes the yoytzei b'shein v'ayin, and you don't pay for the ayin. V'imkein al kocha chodem rinen hoche b'pshites. The Rabbi Kiva zochel emafreya al kocha the svar b'pshuti. Hey, v'shapi koshim odidach tanoi v'doshi tachaseine. The less leikro amisvar zochel emafreya. V'nochein be'ezres Hashem. So this is a moiridike Rabbi Kevega. This is Rabbi Kevega on the subshat and Teisves. And others want to say that the word void is a grais. And if you say the void is a grais, you see klo like Rabbi Kevega said. That means this is the emshech of the second kasha. Alma leizochi atchiyamid bedin without a posik. V'ochas abarikiv dezochi mishas anezik. And the Rabbi Kiva is leivashe leich. So maybe you can't say he learns out from over there. Others want to be meichik the boy. Anyway, and the Taishishan says, Bekitza Taishva says, a tremendous problem. From the Gemara Merube, it would seem that only when there's a posik, we say that the knas is chal lemafreya. The Gemara in Ksubis seems to say that the Knas is not Chalem Afreya. And Rabbi Kiva says it's Chalem Afreya. So what's happening over here? That's Taisus' problem. Taisus' a Shreklichen problem. V'shema Yeshloima. So Taisus says, maybe, but Taisus says, no, Tahainu Taime Dezoichem Mishas Negiche Mishum Degoli Lonko. Here we also have a posik. The mashmel Rabbi Kiva, the mochoi amazik vanizikoi. Mochoi, we had before machlikas Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Shmuel holds mochoi is going on bezin. Rabbi Kiva holds mochoi is going on mazik vanizik. So we see from the posik that it belongs to the nizik already bishas to hezik. I have a posik here. So Memele, before we go to try to understand the teretz, but the teretz is as follows. Everything is for Emfurt. I never say that a knas is chal retroactively. I don't say such a thing. Knas is never chal retroactively. Knal is chal mishas hamod bedin further. That's what's chal. Therefore, the Gemara says in Ksubis that if hamod bedin she was a boigris, so you pay the knas to her, not to the father, because that's a boigris. Therefore, the Gemara in Merubis said, you know why the knas is chal retroactively over there? Because it's a special pasuk. No, special pasukim. Then you say the knas is chal retroactively. Rabbi Kiva holds over here that the knas is chal retroactive, because the Gemara says Rabbi Kiva holds umachoi. Who is selling it? The Nizik and the Mazik. So you see, the Nizik is selling it. So you see, Claude, the Nizik has a bailus to sell the shirt. So you see, the Nizik is chal retroactively. I have a posit Baruch Hashem here. So, Ladavoini, I learned this Tosfos. I didn't understand one word of the Tosfos. I didn't much understand. What is Tosfos saying? The posit says that it belongs to the Mochu Asher Achai. You sell the shirt. Who sells it? The Nizik and the Mazik. Why do you need the Nizik to sell it? Because it belongs to the Nizik also. But who told you that this is speaking about before Amoda Bedin? This Pasuk is speaking about after Amoda Bedin. We have a Pasuk over here. Bishloim by Shichel, it says you pay for the iron. It's Oiskishpat that as soon as you are Mapple, the shame, you pay for the iron. So you see, he became Aben Chayrin. Retroactively, because you have to pay for the iron. But here, what does it say in the Pasuk? Shemesh Shemayim. The Pasuk says, they should sell the shirt. Who's the they? The Nizik and the Mazik. So see from there, that the shirt belongs to the Nizik. Fine, Gevaldik. But from when? It says it belongs to the Nizik. From before? It belongs to the Nizik. Best made a mother bedin. That's made Amod Bedin. According to Rabbi Shmuel, left Amod Bedin, he wants to give money, he can give money, and then he doesn't have to give him the share. According to Rabbi Kiva, Umochu as Hashir, it belongs to the Nizik, nothing what to talk about, it's the Niziks and the Maziks, and if they want to sell it, you need both of them. But where does it say in this posse that it works for Mafreya? Is perhaps we can say, I don't know if this is true, it's a pillar, no one speaks about it, but perhaps I had another kasha. I had a kasha, what is the posik telling us? It's a modern posik. The posik is telling us, Umochu es hasher achai. They'll sell the share. Lamayim afkemini, they'll sell the share, they won't sell the share. What is the posik going to say? They'll sell the share. Maybe they won't sell the share. I mean, they want to sell the shir, they sell the shir. They want to keep the shir b'shutvus, they'll keep it b'shutvus. Why did the Pasuk speak about a scenario, Umochu es hasher achai? Don't just sell the shir. You can keep the shir, the shutvus, and the shir, finished. Why did they sell the shir? Shem Hashemayim. Bishloim, we had mentioned, according to Rabbi Shmuel, we found the Hemek Dovah, that says, Amor de Kipshat, and from the sheet it also seems such a mahalach. According to Rabbi Shmuel, we said the Seder is as follows. Bezin makes Amod Bedin, so they come over to the Mazik and say, Hezer Tzu Rabbi, you want to pay the Nizik? L'chol HaKovet. You're not giving any money? Don't start hoing and heeing. You're not giving any money? We come over to the Mazik, which has Amod Bedin. We tell him, you have to make a quick decision. You want to pay him for the hezek? B'chol HaKovet. Pay him for the hezek. Keep your shirt. Shalom al Yisrael. You're not coughing up money. You don't have any money. I'm not interested in the reasons. You're not giving money. So my mail, the share belongs. So we're going to give the share to the Tzanapoyteki, and we're going to give the share to the Nisik. Right? So the Pasuk says, the Mazik is in a predicament over here. He doesn't have any money. Lidach Gisa, he can't give him money. He's nothing but to cough up. He can't give him money. Lidach Gisa, he doesn't want to be a shutuf with the Nizik. A shutuf, that's a psa. I don't want to be a shutuf with him. Our personalities clash. I don't want to be a shutuf with him. So, there should be a third. So that's a problem. So the Torah says, I have another answer. Bezin will sell the shir. You don't have any money. Bezin will sell the share, and Bezin will pay him up, and finish. So you're not a shutuf with him, you'll get half the money, he'll get half the money, even though you don't have your money. Bezin will sell the share and solve the problem. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Pasuk is telling us a very interesting halacha, that the Mazik is entitled to, he says, listen, I'm a Rachmanis, but I don't have any money to pay him, and I don't want to be a shutuf with him. And Bezin accepts the tine of the Mazik, will solve your problem. We'll sell the shirt, and And everything should not a shutter for them, he'll get his money, inshallah ma'isur. So the Pasuk is telling me something very constructive, we're helping the Mazik, the Nizik is getting his money, inshallah ma'isur. But according to Rabbi Kiva, there's nothing to talk about money. Yuchlat Hashem. So finish, so the share belongs to the Nizik and the Mazik. It's the Nizik, there's nothing but to do about it. I mean, they became a Zivig Balkocham, he's a Bible and he's a Bible, finished. So the Pasuk tells us a scenario, Umachu es Hashem, they'll sell the share. they'll sell it, they don't sell it. What is the Pasuk telling us? Why do you have to know this? So the Pasuk is telling us as follows. According to Rabbi Shmuel, we said that Machoi Macho L'Rigye. The Gemara said, according to Rabbi Shmuel, that Yusham Asher, and he doesn't have any money, and the Nizik is going to get the share, but till Amod Abedin, Machoi Macho L'Rigye. Till Amod Abedin, I can sell it. And the Lekech can use it for Harish. It comes Amod Abedin, and Besno Paskin, the share goes to the Nizik, it's an Apoy, got to finish, so we'll take it away from the Lekech. But till Amod Abedin, I can make a deal. I can sell it, Lekech, Mochay Mocha, the Mazik can sell it. The Pasik is telling us, Umochu, the Mazik, there's no such thing, you can't sell it. You can't sell it till Amod Abedin. You know who is capable of selling it? Umachru. You have no kayak to sell it whatsoever. Before Amod Abedin. So then the Pasuk is telling us that before Amod Abedin belongs to the Nizik already. And therefore you can't sell it. Because if it wouldn't belong to the Nizik, and it first belongs to the Nizik, after Amod Abedin, so you could sell it before the Amod Abedin. Just like Rabbi Shmuel, Mechay Mocha, you sell it L'Ridye. So according to Rabbi Kiva, if the whole Bailus would originate after Amod Abedin, so you could also sell it. The Pasuk is coming to tell us that Umachu means, not Umachar, the Mazik cannot sell it anymore. He's not capable of selling it. If there will be a sale, we need the scum of the Nizik. So we see before our mother, but then it belongs to the Nizik. Maybe this is Pshat and Taisvis. And if you hold that you go out be'enoy and you pay for the shame, so you also have a posim. So now Taismus is giving us guidelines that by Knas all the time the Chiyiv is first chal after the Amod Abedin. Allah Shiv Exerus HaKosuv by shame v'ayin, according to certain Tanoim I have Exerus HaKosuv that it's chal retroactively by Sher Tam, according to Rabbi Kiva, I have exerced the cause of Eschal retroactively. But like this, it's not Chal at all retroactively. It's only Chal mi Amod Abedin Omailo. Now, we'll see another Gilyan Ashas, which he asks Amur Dikekashe, and things become very, very difficult with what Rabbi Kiva mentions. V'shem o yesh loima. With this teretz, this yashiv kushyosam betchila. So the taisa started off with akasha. The leman drom elamafreyu agoy v'amayni kodesh l'Rabbi Shmuel. Taisa says akasha. Afilu it's hashibud. Afilu we say like Rabbi Shmuel that there's hashibud. But abayos, even though there's hashibud. But when you magdish it, the hegdish is chalim afreya. So why does the Gemara say there's a nafkamin between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel? If the nizik could be magdish it, according to Rabbi Shmuel, the nizik could also be magdish it. Lam afreya ugoibe. Tohol Rabbi Shmuel de vemochi koyar beidine, im kein kaima asvore de beknas, Loishayich de zoichelim afreya. Kibin da choyb nasa rak aidei hamod abedin. So Bekevenke says, Amoyre de Kezach. Amoyre de Kezach, if I am for Taisvus Kasha, the first Kasha, Taisvus just came now, at the end of the Taisvus, and Taisvus says, Knas, the Chi of Knas never works retroactively, unless we have a posik. A Bekive is a posik, by Shein V'ayim we have a posik, that's it. But without a posik, the Chi of is Chal from the Hamod Bedim. So Rabbi Kevega Taisus has the Akash according to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel holds a Mafreyu Goive. So Memele Nigmore says in Psochim according if you're the Mafreyu Goive, the Malve could be Magdish from when he lent the money. So Memele, so why according to Rabbi Shmuel can't the Nizik be Magdish to Shoel? He got a Shibud already on the Shoel. From the Shas Hezek, so why can he be Magdish? So Rabbi Kevega, Moira de Kezach, I got news for you. You know, you didn't get a Zustel from Mafreyu Goive. Mafreyu Goive means I lent someone money in Nissen. The Shibud was Chal from Nissen. And Goive Nia, so according to Baile Mafreyu Goive, if I was Magdish at base Nissen, since the Shibud was Chal from Rish Chodesh Nissen, so I say, Mafreyu Goive, I have it in Bailam to be Magdish to Shibud base Nissen, because the Shibud started Aleph Nissen. But here Toysvah says, by Knas, the Shibud first starts, after Amodah Bedin, unless you have a Posik. Rabbi Shmuel doesn't have a Posik, Rabbi Shmuel says, Moch Rabbi Dinikoy, so that's going after Amodah Bedin. So Memele, Rabbi Shmuel doesn't have a posik. Says there's no shibud whatsoever till Amod Bedin. So there's no shibud whatsoever till Amod Bedin. So Memele, so you can't say Lamafreyu Goyve. So Rabbi Kevega, very, with Mordi Kepikres, Iferem for Taisvus Kasha. Said for Taisvus, according to the Maskon, Taisvus Kasha isn't Shvet. But the Kevega opened up a can of worms, which is a Mamash Apella. If you'll say that the Shibud is first Chal after Amod Bedin, so we have two terrible problems over here. The Gemara says that what happens if the, according to Rabbi Shmuel, if the Mazik sold the Shoel, and later there was Amod Bedin, so the Nizik goes to the Lekeir and takes away the Shoel. Mochoy einay mochoy. So that only makes sense if there was a Shibud from before. So we tell the Lekeir, you purchased a Shoel that's Mishubit to the Nizik. You purchased Mishubit to the Nizik. So Memele, after Amod Bedin, he gets a Schuz Kvi, he takes it away from you. This, that what the Nizik takes it away from the Lekeich is because the Lekeich purchased a Sheikh HaMeshubad already. You purchased an Apoiteke. So Memele, so you purchased something that there's a Shibud on it already. So when he gets a Schuskvi, he'll take it away from you. That's if you learn that there's a Shibud Lamafreya. The Gemara is a whole Shaila. If a person, if the mazik will shech the shoyer, so the gemara goes in tapilpul, ha mazik shibudoi shel chaveiroi, the shoyer is meshubit, it doesn't belong to the nizik, but meshubit, that was mazik the shibud, what's it in mazik shibudoi shel chaveiroi? This only makes sense if there was a shibud from the hezik. That means if they say there's a shibud before Amod Bedin, and he shechted it before Amod Bedin, so it's called Mazik Shibudai Shel Chabei. But if we will say the way Rabbi Kevega put it down so beautifully, that according to Rabbi Shmuel, there's no Shibud whatsoever, till the Amod Bedin, so how do we understand these Gemaras? Why is Mocha Yene Mocha according to Rabbi Shmuel? Why is it considered Mazik Shibudai? This is a problem which Achronim ask, and it's, we'll not go into this, but Al Kaponim, it's Kedai to dwell on the think about this, because it's a Moiradike problem. Zaktai, let's go further. Ike binayu, the Rabbi Kiva Kodesh. So the Gemara said, what's the Nafkemina between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shoel? If the Nizik was Mazik the Shoel, and the Nizik was Magdish the Shoel, before Amod Bedin. The Rabbi Kiva Kodesh, according to Rabbi Kiva, it's Kodesh Ari, because it works retroactively with Talmud Bedin, so it's Kodesh Lamafrei. So the Tosfos, Afal Gav, the Moide Mifter, the Knasu. So Tosfos asks, Amoide de Kekashe. Tosfos asks, we're up to nothing yet. That means, Adam didn't come to Bezin, he was Magdashit. The Nizek was Magdashit. Now the din is that, we say it's Kaddish, according to Rabbi Kiva, it's Kaddish. Someone will be Moil in it, ooh, Moil be Hegdish, it's Kaddish. Unless it's according to Rabbi Kiva, it's Kaddish. So Taisa says, you're counting your chickens before they hatch. The Mazik will come now to Bezin, he'll show the Nizek, and he's Mazik, and he comes to Bezin, you know, my Shayash, Taisa, my Bechish. And Avisi Poshati Chatosi, Maida Beknas and Bezin. A person is Maida Beknas, Yapata. So Yapata, so comes out, the share is not Knas. The share doesn't belong to the Nizig. It's not Hegdish. So how do we say it's Hegdish? The Gemara says it's Hegdish. Going to Rabbi Kiva, it's Hegdish. We're counting our chickens before they hatch. What do you mean? It could be Maida. And the minute he's Maida, boom! So the whole Knas becomes bottle. Maida Beknas, Potter. So how could the Gemara say it's Hegdish? So that face is Kasha. Rabbi Kiva Kodesh. Afagav di Moide Mifter. He could, the Mazik could dissolve and disintegrate this whole Hegdish by opening up his mouth and coming to Bezin. The Moide Mifter di Knasu. Mikomo kamashtim yaloi. He wasn't Moide yet. So if he wasn't Moide, and that means, and if later the Edom come, and there'll be a Vodah B'din, so it'll be Hegdish L'mafrei. If he's Takim Moide, Shteitin Shita Mekabetches, Takim Gornish Megornish, Ein Echanami. So that means if someone will be Moil in this Shoyer, so now someone tells you, no, it's Hegdish. Hey, wait, so he starts taking out his wallet, he has to pay Hegdish, he was my Hegdish. So we say, wait a minute, we're going to see what happens. The Baal, hold your money, we have to see, it'll be Moide. So it comes out you want Moil. If Adam come first, so then you want Moil. We'll see what's going to happen. There's a kasha that Aflo asks over here. We had mentioned this kasha in the first paper. We'll mention here the Aflo asks the kasha over here, so we'll mention this kasha again. We'll see over the same teretz, but we had mentioned from the native Yude in the first paper. The Gemara says in Merube, the halach is a it's among the Omer that says, Moide b'knas v'achakach bo'edim is potter. A person is Moide b'knas. Let's say an example. A person comes to Bezin and says, I stole his cow. Somebody stole his cow. So a person steals a cow, he's five kefil. He comes to Bezin, he says, I stole the cow. So Bezin says, ooh, ah, you're an honest person, following in George Washington's footsteps, Al Kaponim. So Bezin says as follows. So Bezin says, well, and the Karen, it does Baldin, you owe the Karen, and the Kefil, you're potter from the Kefil, because Maida Beknas is potter. Adam come later to Bezin, and Adam come and say, he stole the cow. So Bezin says, it's too late. The Ganav was Maida already, that he stole the cow. Maida Beknas, Vachakach, Bo Adam, is potter. Fine. Zok the Gemara, but what is, if there's a different scenario? What's a different scenario? He stole the cow. To aid them come to Bezin, he stole the cow. Ooh, ah, stole the cow. Bezin told them, you're chayv kefil. Chayv kefil. Fine. In the meantime, he shechted the cow also. As a shayla of dalut vehei. So he learned already, listen, I better be smart now, paying double already. I mean, I'll pay double the hay. So he shechted it before Adam come and tell Bezin that he shechted the cow also. So he comes to Bezin, you heard already that I stole the cow. I shechted the cow. Right? Then Adam come, he shechted the cow. So Bezin says, you pay double the hay. Double the hay, I should pay double. I was made of a class.
So the Gemara says, the whole Ptura Moide B'Knas is this Chayiv Atzmei B'Klum. If with your Haidah you have a Chayiv yourself money, so you're a honest person. So mainly you're saying you owe money. Yeah, this whole thing is you want to pat yourself, you never Chayiv yourself with anything. You say the Keren and Kefil you owe already because the Eidim came. Now you say that you shechted it. So if you're not kind yourself in anything, you just say you shechted and finished, you don't know a penny, you want to potter yourself. Potter, that's my bikluma boy, then, is it a chai. So, frek ta flo, moidike kasha. So, Toysi is the kasha. Why is it hegdish? It could be moide, this person will be moide, he'll be moide, and the Besnan said about, that my share time was mazik. What does Besnan say? You know, Hatzinezik is a knash, you don't know anything. I mean, he's not machayim himself in anything over here. So this ain't Dorkin Pata. So what's this with Kasha? This is a Kasha, could be made. I'm a ridiculous Kasha. The floor is the Kasha over here. So how could this Haidor Pata? So there's a Mordecai Neidah B'Yudah that the Beis Lechem Yudah brings down in the first peg. Neidah B'Yudah said, no. And this person says, my share was mazik, he's chayiv himself. What is he chayiv himself? He said his share was mazik. So you know what's going to happen? Now, if the shir will be mazik, two more times will become a mu'ud. Will use his first haidah to make his shir a mu'ud after two more times. When he's saying, now my shir was mazik, another shir, he's putting his foot in his mouth. He's not getting away with murder. When he says that my shir was mazik, so he's telling Bezdin, God, I don't have to pay chatzinezik. That's true, because that's a knas. But you know, my Shair is 1 foot closer to becoming a mu'it. It's stays the shair already. So Mamela, so that's called Yishchayiv Atzmoy already. It's not pshat, he's not saying anything. Yishchayiv Atzmoy is making it a mu'it. So making it a mu'it, so Mamela, so that's called Yishchayiv Atzmoy B'Klum, so Mamela Yopata. That's a Noidi B'Yudah. Now let us go further. Mishum de Rabbi Abo. Avo B'Loi Rabbi Abo, Loi Kodesh. Mishum de Kedusha is domim im avkas medei shiva. So the Gemara said, we're speaking about as follows. We're speaking about, let's talk about according to Rabbi Shmuel. According to Rabbi Shmuel, let us understand something, let us explain something. I will understand what Tosfos is saying. There's a Gemara in Gittin. A person, Osa Avdo Yapoitiki. Osa Avdo Yapoitiki. That means, let's see what the scenario is. Reuven borrowed from Shimon $1,000. And he told Shimon, I have an Aviknani. $79 is worth $1,000. If I don't pay you up, you could be zeiche in the that you'll be goyve from the eved. Also, avdei apoitiki, you'll be goyve from the apoitiki. Fine? Gewaldig. Now, this Reuven is a little, not so honest. So Reuven goes, and now he's meshachet the eved. For Shimon had a time to be goyve from the eved, he's meshachet him. He's a Ben Choyren. Now, Shimon comes, the Eved, I can news for you, he's not an Eved anymore. He's a Ben Choyren, he's a Yid. He can't get a Kenyan in a Yid. Kozman, he was an Eved Nani, so he's like a Chamoel. So, I had an ownership in him, I was Mishabed him to you, you can get an ownership in him, Gufay Koni, fine, that's Gewaldig. But I made him a Ben Choyren. So Mamela is a Ben Choyren now, a Ben Choyren. So what happens with my Shibud? It fizzles. That means I had a Shibud in my Neviknani, became my Sevet. So Mamela, the Shibud will fizzle out automatically, because I had a Shibud on a Nevet, now he became my Sevet. The same thing, let's talk about also Shoyri Apoitiki. He made a Shoyri Apoitiki. So Mamela, so Yen is a Shibut, to be goyva from the Sher. Then I go, and I magdish the Sher for a Kolben. I make it a Kolben Neilo. Fine. Make it a kol b'noyla. No, he comes to be goy with the share. The share is it's kodesh, it's also barno, it's lugavoya. You can't be goy with the share, it's kodesh. So, the shibbut becomes bottle. It fizzles out. I mean, you had a shibbut calls man as my share. You were supposed to be goy with my share. But if something happens that now your shibbut is impossible to be niskayim, because now it's a kolben, now it's also bano, you can't be goy with this. So the shibbut fizzles out. So that's the din. Hegdish, chometz, v'shichel, would we explain two of them, which is enough. That hegdish, v'shichel, is mafkimi de shibbut, even though there was a shibbut. But if something occurred that makes the shibbut an impossibility to exist, so mamela, so the shibbut fizzles out and becomes but. So, Frektach Toysvus Akashe, here the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Mazik was Magdish the Sheir. And then there was a Mother Bedin. So the Gemara says, Me'iter Adin, the Nizik could go to Hegdish, take back the Sheir. No, also have a bow, people won't know that it is a Shibud on the Sheir. So that is why that he should give them a pruta and be paid it. But Mikadin, the Nizik is bekoich to take away the share from Hegdish. So they said a problem. Who says it works that way? It works the other way. Hegdish is mafkimi de shibud. He was magdish to share. So memele, so that should make that the shibud becomes bottle. So Hegdish is really chal. Hegdish kodish mikadin. That's Taisa's kasha. So Taisvis answers that here it's speaking about a Kedushas Domin. This whole lumdus that we had said that Hegdish is mafkib de shibud, that's if it becomes a kolben. A person can't have a shibud in a kolben. Kedushas Domin, we give it to Bedek Abayis. Bedek Abayis is an owner like all other owners. It belongs to Bedek Abayis. Just like I sell it to someone, I give it to Bedek Abayis. A shibud can be mafkiya from Kedushas Domin. That's Shitas HaTaisvus. So Memele, HaTaisvus says as follows. Mishum de Rabobo, Abo Beloi Rabobo Le Kodesh, Mishum de Kedushas Domin, Me Mafkas Midei Shibud, Mari Hochi Be Balmum. It's speaking about a Balmum. Inami Betam, maybe it's speaking about a Sher that's a Tam, Chagayin Shekdishay Lebedek HaBayis, that even though if he would have made it for a Kolbman, it would be Mafkim Midei Shibud, it's speaking about his Mandish Lebedek HaBayis, the Kodesh Kedushas Domin, to the Mrina Mamatris Dmimi Lebedek Abayis Masha Osa.